Mrs. Flood's true identity has finally been revealed. Of course, there is major spoiler warnings ahead, so if you haven't seen the Interstellar Song Contest yet, go watch it and come back here after. Doctor Who's newest episode, the Interstellar Song Contest, ended with the reveal that the last person rescued by the tractor beam and revived was indeed Mrs. Flood. She states that after being cast out into space, her double brainstem froze, which is fatal to a Time Lady. So, with her own knack for survival, instead of regenerating, she, like the Doctor before her, bi-generates, with there now being two Ranis. And whilst Mrs. Flood becomes a Rani, the Rani is now played by actress Archie Panjabi. But who is the Rani?
The Rani!
The Rani is a renegade Time Lord, kind of like the Doctor, having grown up on Gallifrey alongside him and the Master. However, whilst she could tolerate the Master, she grew to become the Doctor's nemesis, later being described as evil as he is good. She's a completely immoral scientist, who due to undertaking horrific experimentation on humans and other species, was banished from Gallifrey. Originally played by Kate O'Mara, the Rani first appeared in 1985's The Mark of the Rani, a sixth Doctor story which aired 40 years ago. She subsequently made one more appearance in 1987's Time and the Rani, the seventh Doctor's first story, but since then she's not been seen, ignoring 1993's Dimensions in Time. Despite having only made two appearances in the show, fans have long since theorised and asked for her return, and now she's back to cause the Doctor absolute terror for the season finale, which she stated would happen in season 1's finale.
I'm sorry to say his story ends in absolute terror. Night, night.